Joseph. It's been quite a while since I last did a podcast, and I've decided to maybe try this out once again. So I'm just gonna talk about random stuff or anything I really have in my mind. What is there to talk about? Well, we could talk about Sherlock, BBC Sherlock, and how it's pretty much taken over my life. I've ever since March, I would say between February and March of last year, 2011, I've pretty much fallen in love with this show and its stars, and especially Benedict Cumberbatch. But Benedict Cumberbatch, although he's a great actor and very, very handsome, I would also say that Martin Freeman is actually an amazing actor, and I've actually managed to see a couple of his movies, and he's just he's just fantastic. What else has taken over my life? Doctor Who. Not so much as Sherlock has, but it's definitely had its effect on me. Tom Hiddleston has taken over my life. I don't know how the hell that happened, but it did, thanks to the Avengers and Thor and being Loki and being extremely beautiful. Tumblr is, many of the people that follow me, or many of the people I follow as well, it's kind of become my family at this point. I love my mom, I love my family, but Tumblr is basically the family I like to go to when I'm either bored or I have something to say, and yeah. So a lot of wacky stuff goes on, and I like wacky from time to time. You know, Tumblr does what reality shows a lot of television shows nowadays can't do, and that can be pretty fulfilling for someone who, for the most part, likes to be alone. I mean, I have my days where I like to be alone. I have my days where I like to be out with friends and whatnot, but Tumblr is amazing, and it has its moments, of course. Just like every other site, like Twitter and Facebook, and I don't know about MySpace. I haven't been on MySpace since 2008 when I deleted my account. I have a lot of fun. I mean, Twitter used to be my mainstay. That used to be my hotspot when I watched the reality shows, and nowadays, I really don't watch the same reality shows that I used to watch. I used to watch Bad Girls Club. I used to watch the Real Housewives franchises. Anything else that came on TV that was wacky. I used to be really into Jersey Shore. From time to time, I watch Jersey Shore. But for the most part, either I catch reruns, or if I'm really bored and I'm channel surfing, then I'll watch Jersey Shore. But other than that, I haven't really been watching it, but I still enjoy it. About a couple of weeks ago, VH1 did a series of episodes from the first season, when everyone first got together, And they did it in the form of pop-up video. If anybody remembers pop-up video, back in the 90s, they used to do pop-up video. And I believe this year, sometime this year or late last year, something like that, they brought it back. And I haven't been seeing it lately. I think for the past couple of weeks, I haven't really seen it since they aired those episodes. But I don't know. I hope they come back with it. I actually really enjoy pop-up video because even with music videos, whether it's Shirley Shore, it'd be great to do that with other reality shows or other things, because they give you the background info, like what happened during the filming of the music video, what happened before, what was going on in the artist lives when they were around that time, their backgrounds, and all those little tidbits. And it was great when they did that with Jersey Shore. I've been reading a lot lately. I think the last time I talked to you guys, the last time I did a podcast, I talked about, I don't remember. It was probably around that time where I read either something after I started reading the Harry Potter series, or it could have been as far back, at least when I did the radio show, Airport Burrito, when I talked about Twilight. Twilight series. I know a lot of you are cringing, whatever. I enjoyed the books. The movies are garbage, but I enjoy the books. Really sad for Robert and Kristen, but I'm not a big twihard, and I'm not really invested in their relationship. It really isn't that serious. It's not like they were married. It's not like they had kids, I think. People just need to chill out. I mean, the other day, I went to the what they call a Robston tag on Tumblr, and people were losing their shit. I have never seen so much denial about this quote-unquote breakup. I mean, when I say quote-unquote breakup, I mean, first of all, they never really became public with their relationship. They really didn't talk about it. And two, I mean, yeah, Kristen was pretty, it was pretty messed up on her part. But at the same time, I feel like the director, Rupert Sanders, was equally responsible. And he's married. And he has children, but no one's begging him about that. All the blame is going towards Kristen. And also, another thing people need to understand, this is not going to affect her career at all. It is not going to affect her career. I can tell you that much. But she's still managing to get work. She just got a part. People saying, oh, she stole it from Jennifer Lawrence. No, she didn't steal from Jennifer Lawrence. That was a schedule conflict, so Jennifer Lawrence couldn't do it. Second of all, people are saying, well, you know, the only reason she would have gotten it, she got the part, was because of the schedule conflict. No, if she wasn't meant to have the part, she wouldn't have gotten it at all. Period. She wouldn't have been next in line. Anyway, I'm over that. I wish them the best. Shit happens. Relationships crumble. And yes, I hate to break it to you guys, but Robston is broken. Okay. Moving on. I just got a couple of books in 2 days ago. One is the movie adaptation of it is going to come out this December. I got The Hobbit, so I might end up reading that fairly soon. I also have a book called How to Be a Woman by Caitlin Moran. She's a columnist in the UK, and I follow her on Twitter. She's actually really cool and funny. So I'm excited to read that book. I'm also excited to read another book that I got that I've had on the brain for a number of weeks since I read the sample on Amazon. And it's called 1Q84 by... Haruki Murakami. And the sample is just like, I was sold. And sometime early this year, I went to a luncheon and someone else had the book. And they were discussing it. I overheard them talking about it. And they said, it starts out kind of weird, but it's actually a pretty good book. Read the sample, which was basically the first part of the first chapter, or could have been the first chapter of it, and I'm really, I'm so excited to at least get started on it soon, but I really want to get started on The Hobbit. Recently, an author that I've read lately is actually stolen my heart, and the author. John Green, he's written Paper Towns, An Abundance of Catherines, Will Grayson, Will Grayson, and of course, The Fault in Our Stars, which is a big bestseller. And most of you might be familiar with Looking for Alaska. I'm actually in the middle of Looking for Alaska, but I haven't finished reading it. I'm also in the middle of a book called The Amazing Adventures of Cavalier Clay. And it's actually a really good book. It's also kind of dense, but I have to say it's actually really good as long as you stick with it. It's a really good story. Amazing sense of humor in the story. I love books that are witty and have great humor in it. And which is why I enjoy John Green books. Not only is there humor, but they're witty, and they have I love the supporting characters, like especially in Paper Towns, and especially in An Abundance of Catherines. I highly suggest reading An Abundance of Catherines. It's an amazing book. So much fun reading that book. I have some shows recently. In between the last podcast or the last radio show, this and this one, I've gone to a couple of Broadway shows. I've gone to, I don't know if I mentioned this in the last podcast, but I went to see How to Succeed in Business without really trying. But this is when Daniel Radcliffe was. Playing lead character, and he was fantastic. Then I saw Seminar, Alan Rickman, it was amazing. And I also saw a couple of months ago, I saw One Man, Two Governors, James Corden. Fantastic show. So just you guys go see it. I don't really know what else there is to talk about. Oh! I just finished watching it. There's this show. It originally comes out, hails from Britain. But it's an amazing woman. Amazingly funny woman. Miranda Hart. Her show, Miranda, for forever. Of course, this did not air here because it's obvious we're the U.S. and we get stuff late. And especially if it comes out of the U.K. but her show, Miranda, is absolutely amazing. I managed to, through ways that I will not disclose, I managed to catch a Christmas special that she did for her show this past Christmas, and it was amazing, and I fell in love with that show. I just thought it was, we really need this show. And now, I don't know when they started airing it, but now they air it on Fridays after The Vicar of Dibley on PBS. And not Channel 13, Channel 21 here in New York. And it's so funny. If you guys ever have a chance, if anybody in the New York area has a chance on Friday nights at 9:40, it comes out at 9:40 after the Vicar of Dibley, which is also hysterical. I suggest checking that out, along with Keeping Up Appearances, of course, and As Time Goes By, which is also a great show. I don't know what else I just checked out. Other than I'm going to an amazing meetup for Sherlock and Mikey. I'm curious as to what Sherlock NYC is. Sherlock NYC is a lovely group put together by fellow Sherlockians in the New York City or metropolitan area, or as other people say, tri-state area. Because they're New York City, of course. Let's see. I met these other ladies. Before Sherlock and Lucy came into fruition, and they're amazing women. And this weekend they're holding a scavenger hunt at the Museum of Natural History, but the RSVPs have been closed, so there's no RSVP. But I will tell you, you can check out their site at www.sherlocknyc.com, or you can go on their Tumblr, sherlocknyc.tumblr.com. They're also on Twitter, so I suggest checking them out. And that's pretty much it, I would say. Ever since I've joined these fandoms, I've been stocking up on them. Fandom shirts. I've got a few Doctor Who shirts. I've mostly Sherlock shirts. One of them accidentally got bleached when my mom was cleaning the bathroom. But it's not an issue because when it's in the back of the shirt, so it can be dyed. It's just really not a big deal. Two, if I don't feel like dying, I just wash it and wear a sweater over, but I'm gonna only do that when it's cool and be allowed to wear a sweater. But I think I'm going to leave it here. It's nice having a little chat instead of sitting in a house talking to myself in my head or just talking to myself in general. And there's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with me. Alright, guys. Good night. And I have to do another podcast. Alright, guys.